ya, proper yang harus ada property ng 40 pounds ang kagahan lang, we are indifferent ng factor, sinisipify lang natin. For the, of the point na hindi siya na-confused, but it yields the same, ano tawag dito, result in our income statement na yung expense discount natin, ito yung 100, okay, extension, at yung sa 46,000, ito yun, nagpo-purchase tayo ng baka, ano rin natin ito, specify pa natin ito na, yung item purchase discount, and then expense purchase discount, but, ito naman, okay, i-ano lang natin, baka, when magtatanong yung customer natin, ano yung kaibahan, sabihin natin na yung purchase discount, ma'am, yung pag nag-re-receive tayo ng item and then may discount, ito yon. And then, yon, pag sa expense naman, expense discount, ito yung account title natin. Okay? So, if you look at this guy, this expense discount, it will deduct the expenses here if you look at the design of our income statement, saka pattern naman. Mataas yung expenses talaga, and then meron tayong mga discounts dito na magbibida. Kaya, yun po yung nangyayari na if ever yung yung expenses natin in this target 25 today, 2030, ito po yung total, and then yung discount natin dito is 205, kaya in the net, expense natin 1825, okay?
Tama.
Okay, thank you, friend, for the confirmation. Okay, so, account titles tayo ulit, guys. So, tapos na tayo sa expense discount. Dito yon, income tax payable liability. Okay? So, before I continue, guys, may mga katanong. Simang po ba tayo, guys?
Wala pa, sir.
Okay, good to know. Okay.
Last bit po pala, sir.
Okay.
17
okay. Thank you, Grace. So, income tax payables, guys. Itong income tax payables, ito po yung mga payables